Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday afternoon, December 24th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Dr. Anna Chacon on the cover of Welcome to America magazine. The latest edition of Welcome to America magazine features Dr. Anna Chacon, founder of Miami Derm, on the cover. Dr. Chacon's journey from a childhood surrounded by medicine to becoming a board-certified dermatologist licensed in all 50 states showcases her commitment to democratizing access to dermatological care. In addition to her clinical role, she is a respected author and businesswoman in the health sector, serving as a role model for female leadership in medicine. Her story inspires new generations of health professionals to pursue excellence, innovation, and social commitment in their careers. To read the full magazine, visit Negocios Magazine's website. Negocios Magazine, created in 2013 by journalist Eduardo Hapke and lawyer Karen Blanco, focuses on Latino entrepreneurs in South Florida, providing valuable business insights and information for those looking to immigrate to the United States. BioCoreX provides update on OTC markets quotation status and planned Form S-1 filing. BioCoreX Inc. provided an update on its OTC markets quotation status and planned Form S-1 filing. The company's common stock will transition from the OTCQB venture market to the OTCID market due to a technical eligibility matter. This transition does not reflect any delinquency in SEC reporting. BioCoreX remains current in its reporting obligations and intends to file a Form S-1 resale registration statement with the SEC to address the public float requirement. The company does not anticipate any change in its business operations or SEC reporting due to this transition. Shareholders can access the company's SEC filings on the SEC's website, and there will be no interruption in public disclosures.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.